From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama will meet again today with his national security team to discuss military options for Afghanistan. Today is the 8th anniversary of the U.S. invasion there. The president is determining his strategy and gathering opinions. Yesterday, he heard from congressional leaders from both parties. NPR's David Wellna has more.
After the closed-door session at the White House, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said President Obama did not lay out a strategy for Afghanistan to lawmakers. Instead, Reid said the president emphasized there must be a plan before he commits more resources to the war.
He made it very clear he's not going to rush into this, but he's not going to be leisure about it at all.
Republicans who attended the meeting insisted the president heed his top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, who sees a need for up to 40,000 more U.S. forces there. Republican Senator John McCain showed little patience for the president's deliberations.
It's pretty clear the time is not on our side, as Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has said. We need to act with deliberate haste.
McCain also called for General McChrystal to testify before Congress. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Obama administration is urging Americans to get vaccinated against swine flu as the medicine becomes available. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says Americans are worried about side effects, but they're minimal.
This definitely is a safe vaccine for people to get.
Sebelius spoke earlier on NBC. She noted new cases of flu are now showing up and added children are at great risk of contracting H1N1. She has urged parents to see children are vaccinated. The latest wildfire in Southern California is now 75% contained. Firefighters warn the recently cool weather that helped them is turning warmer. Front member station KPCC, Steve Julian reports.
A low-pressure system that brought record lows to the San Gabriel Mountains this week is moving out of the region. Firefighters dealt with, but also benefited from, temperatures below freezing. This helped them put out most of the fire, but higher daytime temperatures makes them wary. The Sheep Fire burned nearly 12 square miles and destroyed five buildings, several cars, a few RVs, and some heavy equipment. All mandatory evacuations have been lifted in the mountain community of Wrightwood. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Three scientists are sharing this year's Nobel Chemistry Prize. Israeli Ada Yonath and Americans Venkatraman Ramakrishnan and Thomas Stites are honored for mapping certain DNA molecules that make protein. Their work has guided researchers who have discovered how to make new antibiotics. The Nobel Committee says the three scientists worked separately on their research. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 37 points at 9,695. The Nasdaq is up a fraction at 2,104. The S&P 500 is also up a fraction. This is NPR. A new strike called in France by unions to protest some economic decisions by the government of President Nicolas Sarkozy has so far drawn mild participation in half a dozen French cities. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Today was the fourth national strike this year, organized by all six major national French unions aimed at fighting the Sarkozy government's reforms of schools and cuts in the public workforce. So-called public sector fonctionnaires make up roughly 20% of the French workforce, with decades-old privileges and guarantees generally denied to most private workers. Sarkozy has vowed to halve the size of the public payroll during his term. Roughly 6% of the French workforce is unionized. The biggest disruption today came from airline baggage handlers who have shut down all but a trickle of traffic to the main terminal at Charles de Gaulle Airport. A nationwide rail strike is now set for October 19th, though some of the unions are squabbling over the date. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Software producer Microsoft and regulators with the European Union seem to be closer to settling a legal battle. The EU accuses Microsoft of hurting consumers by linking its Internet Explorer web browser to the Microsoft Windows operating system and creating a monopoly. A proposed deal could let European consumers choose their web browsers when selecting Windows. Japan's Weather Bureau is warning Typhoon Mellor will make landfall in a few hours. It's expected to strike the central part of the country. The storm is now advancing on the main island of Honshu. Forecasters warn it could pour more rain on Japan in a day than some areas get in a month. This is NPR.